from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A massive fire destroyed a hotel in Greenville last night. Officials say the Baymont Inn caught fire around 9 o'clock last night. Greenville Police Chief Justin LaVorn says the hotel was closed for the day for maintenance and no injuries were reported. In Autauga County, a car exploded and caught fire last night. The sheriff's office says this happened in the 700 block of Carr Road in Pine Level. After the explosion, a garage also caught fire, and we're told that power lines came down as well. No one was injured. And ice hockey could be coming to the capital city, and Garrett Coliseum could be the venue. Mayor Todd Strange says the city is having preliminary conversations with a few teams. A renovation project is already in the works at Garrett Coliseum. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Disturbing new questions over the recent arrest of an American Airlines mechanic accused of sabotaging a passenger plane. He may have ISIS sympathies.
Saudi Arabia showing the world what it says is evidence Iran launched the attacks on the Saudi oil fields. But Secretary of State Pompeo in Saudi Arabia is calling it an act of war.
Teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg is in Washington this week to promote environmental issues, and she got to meet with former President Obama.
NBC Universal has finally revealed the name of its streaming service, Peacock. Is set to debut in April 2020 with more than 15,000 hours of content.
That anonymous whistleblower with a complaint, that complaint reportedly involves President Trump's own communications with a foreign leader. The president's interactions with that foreign leader included what's being called a promise.
Any medical student who qualifies for financial aid is going to be eligible at Cornell University. Scholarships are going to cover tuition, housing, and living expenses.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing, which we will do tomorrow. And then if you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice. The winner of last week's basket was one of those, Mike, great guy. Got to meet him down there this weekly farm market. And hopefully if you do win it, I can meet you down there on Saturday while I'm getting all my goodies for game day. Let's go to the phones and let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm very good, my friend. And you?
Good. Look, I called you a while ago. I don't remember. I gave you all a compliment. I've moved to South Alabama, and I came back up here for a summit today and tuned y'all in. And, man, I just miss not only y'all's show, but your lineup so much. People just don't realize that live in the area and not out, that y'all are just a breath of fresh air. Y'all are right on time with what you talk about. these people that are in South Alabama, there's nothing that competes with y'all whatsoever.
James, I really appreciate the kind words. Bradley Byrne, your congressman from down there, who's a friend of mine, he says the exact same thing. They said, we are void of intelligence talk radio. What is it, Uncle Henry?
Something like that. I don't even listen to it. It's such crap. But
exactly.
Let me tell you, I lived it west of Dothan, and I will tell you, it's like it's blacked out down there. It's like we don't even live in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, I've heard that several times from people. It's you have such a conjunction of the Florida, Mississippi, and Alabama that everything just gets diluted.
Well, what you hear out of Montgomery is nothing but negative stuff, you know, killings and robberies. You don't hear the positive things, or you don't get the political news. So I just want to let you know what a great, great station y'all have and how much I miss listening to it every day.
Well, you can tune us in on an app and listen to us, or you can listen to us online.
I do, but it's not the same as riding in the car and listening to y'all.
There you go. So how long are you going to be up here?
I just left the Attorney General's conference, so I'm heading back. And I'll tell you what, MPD did a great job getting traffic in and out. There were a lot of police officers from across the state and a lot of good information given. And the Attorney General spoke, and he's really well-spoken.
He's a nice guy, really nice guy.
Yeah, he is. I mean, they did memorials to the police officers that have been killed in the state of Alabama this year, and especially... You know, just had that one in Tuscaloosa and then the one that was so close to us in Auburn. It was very touching.
James, if you don't mind me asking, what type of work do you do?
I'm a police officer.
Oh, excellent. With city, county?
City. I work for the city of Slocum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, home of the great tomatoes.
Yeah, I know. I was just about to say that. The Sweet Creek Farm Market carries your tomatoes, and they are great. So how big is the...
Well, I'll bring some to y'all.
How big is the Slocum Police Force?
There's eight of us.
How bad is the crime other than people passing through there?
You know, it's not bad at all. Not bad at all. We don't have a meth problem. There's a little bit of domestic violence. You know, you're going to have a burglar here and there, but people, you know, down in that area, they really respect the law.
Absolutely.
And get along with us really well. I mean, it's a breath of fresh air. I came from, you know, working in Montgomery in central Alabama, so it's a big breath of fresh air.
So what drove you to, what got you to Slocum?
I met a girl down in South Alabama.
The old girl trick. I like that.
And, we got married, and I took the big cut in pay, but I'm happy.
I like that. Yeah, it's policing in Montgomery has got to be very different than policing in Slocum.
There is no stress where I am. I have an excellent chief. The people I work with, we all get along really well, and it's a good little town to work in. Good, the council, the mayor get along. There's you don't have that racial strife that you have. And not one time have I heard hands up, don't shoot. So,
wow.
I mean, it's been, it's good. Now, you got some rough cut people down there, but otherwise it's not the environment like it is in Montgomery.
Of course,
it's smaller.
Yeah. Well, do you find that is one of your problems are people that are passing through Slocum?
Yeah, it's the Floridians, yes, sir.
I have a friend that's in a police force that's down in Geneva County, and they said that's one of the biggest problems, is that it's not the local citizens here. We know who everybody is. It's the person who comes in or driving through and doing something wrong.
It's the traffic out of Dothan and Florida. I mean, you know, Dothan has its own set of problems. You know, it's not as near as large as Montgomery, but they do have their issues, especially now that they've combined the two high schools, which is ridiculous, but it's pushing people out of town to, you know, smaller towns now, like, you know, that area, Geneva County, Taylor, those places are growing like Elmore County and Prattville did right. when people fled Montgomery.
Yeah, and yeah, the biggest problem I have in Dothan is Ross Clark Circle. I hate that thing.
I don't even, they call it the circle. I get confused. I call it the bypass. So, yeah. I mean, that's just, we have the northern and the southern bypass, and I call it the bypass, and then now it's a circle. You don't understand. So,
James, I really enjoyed talking to you. I appreciate
yes,
your
sir.
Kind words.
Well, thank you. And y'all just keep it up.
Thumbs up to
have
you, my friend.
Day.
Thumbs up to you. You have a great one. New 7-8, that was a nice telephone call.
That was great, yeah.
It really is interesting to talk to these people in these smaller police jurisdictions of how, you know, what we think of as crime and what they think of as crime now is starting to move into Prattville, into Wetumpka, but it's usually bad people here going up there thinking they have a better chance of getting away up there than they do here. And so murders and things like that have certainly increased in Prattville and Wetumpka area, but When you talk to the smaller towns and their police forces or the chiefs of the leadership there, their viewpoint of policing has just completely changed. So, you know, we're into making sure property is secured, people are safe, and we know our community. And when somebody's here that shouldn't be here, we kind of know it. And one person was telling me about Tallahassee, said our biggest problem here is the people who come and visit family here. They said you've got this, you know, person from a larger community coming here to visit families, going to one of these family reunion functions type
right,
thing.
Right.
Get a little liquor in there, and they think they're still in Cleveland. and they try to take some things like shooting pistols in the air type of thing. Not good. Those bullets do come down, by the way,
right,
folks.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get back into action here. Since I can't believe we're in the last hour of the show.
Well, and I really appreciate him complimenting us on the radio and the lineup we have here.
Well, I tell you what, I hear that so many play, particularly from people that are we do interviews with, like Bradley and Mo and things like that. It's our radio, considering a market size, is they get a high-quality product at WACV. Rick Peters has done an excellent job putting that together. But you look at some of these other places, I mean, and Matt Murphy's a good friend of mine, known Matt for a long time, some of the other talk show hosts.
Yeah, who's in up in Huntsville? Dale Jackson.
Jackson, yeah. And he's not... He's much more of the libertarian cut, and he's not into the news cycle part. He's more into the opinion and libertarian and what everybody's doing wrong. He's a nice guy.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there you go. What everybody else is doing wrong here.
Yeah.
Let's listen in on Christian Fisher from Fox talking about Warren and her health plan.
One of the most critical debates between Joe Biden and his top two progressive challengers is whether to continue what the Obama administration started or push further to the left. According to the new Fox poll, 49% of Democratic primary voters say they support a new approach, while 43% want a candidate who will build on Obama's legacy. And few issues are more important to Obama's legacy than the Affordable Care Act. 74% of Democratic primary voters say they support only minor changes to Obamacare, which is what Biden wants, while 60% favor moving to government health care, which is what Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren want. But Warren is still struggling to explain how she intends to pay for it.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, cornered by Late Show host Stephen Colbert Tuesday night on if her proposed tax hikes to pay for Medicare for All would extend to the middle class.
Hard-working middle-class families are going to see their costs go down.
But will their taxes go up?
Well, but here's the thing.
Here's the thing. I've listened to these answers a few times before, and I just want to make a parallel suggestion for you about how you might defend the taxes that perhaps you're not mentioning in your sentence.
Whoa.
Well, she's being just blatantly obtuse about this. Well, your costs will go down generally. No, will taxes, payroll taxes in particular, go up, Liz? Because I know you got all these taxes on the rich that are going to be worth, what, $5 trillion something, if that's your idea.
Well, I ventured over to her website not long ago, and what she's talking about doing, which is kind of surprising, is they do these tier taxes. So if you make under $29,000, you don't pay anything. But if you make above $29,000, you pay 3%. But then that cliffs at $70,000. I mean, how many? I'm talking about households. I'm not talking about individual. I'm talking about household. So, I mean, you have households all over the place that are way above the $29,000 mark.
Right.
And so it still keeps tearing up. So it takes care of very poor people and then just beats the crap out of folks that are making, particularly above that $100,000 mark, it starts going high out
and
there.
At least with plans that have high deductibles, if you don't have anything major happen, you're not paying a $7,000, $6,000 deductible.
Right.
But with a system, and Joe Biden himself said it, the deductibles coming out of your paycheck means you are paying out of pocket for things you may not even use that year or the following.
So Christian Fisher is going to keep going with, and the polling numbers were interesting, and 74%. Just want minor changes to Obamacare, and there's nothing minor that Warren or Bernie Sanders have been talking about. And I think they have a devotee following out there that draws these crowds. But when you get down to the big picture of things and looking at states and the total vote, I think that's why if Warren is the nominee, she'll get slaughtered. Now, I was going to be talking about this abortion doctor that died, and they found the fetal remains.
Under his home or something?
2,200? And then she's also going to be talking about guns.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg isn't mentioning a disturbing discovery in his home state. More than 2,000 medically preserved fetuses found on Friday in the garage of the late abortionist Ulrich Klopfer, who died 2 weeks ago. The White House says it is horrified by the news and is now calling for a federal investigation. Quote, murdering thousands of innocent babies is one thing, but preserving and hoarding their bodies like trophies is a new level of sickness and insanity. Klopfer performed thousands of abortions over several decades at clinics across the state, including one in the city of South Bend, whose mayor is now running for president. But today, Buttigieg is tweeting about a new endorsement. Nearly 60 mayors from across the country penned an op-ed saying they support a great mayor in the White House. Mayor Pete and President Trump, for once, agree on something. That Beto O'Rourke's big moment during the debate,
hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15,
could hurt his party in 2020 and the possibility of a bipartisan deal on gun control. The president said, quote, dummy Beto made it much harder to make a deal, convinced many that Dems just want to take your guns away. As the president downplays the prospect of a deal, the Department of Justice is circulating a proposal on Capitol Hill that would expand background checks to all commercial gun sales, including gun show sales, and create a system for commercial sellers who are not licensed dealers to also conduct background checks.
But the big question continues to be, does President Trump support what's in that proposal? The Attorney General Bill Barr said today that the president is still studying several ideas and has not made a decision.
News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back with more stuff on gun legislation. You and like Senator Kennedy. We'll be right back.
Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We just got a news alert that Governor Kay Ivey to undergo treatment for lung cancer. That's a major news story right there, folks.
Is it, you're very well read on cancer, Dan, and is it something even if you find really early stage that lung cancer is still a bear to deal with?
Yeah, well, it depends on several things. Number one, is it small cell or large cell?
Okay.
And that's number one. Number two is when you have lung cancer, you normally have another cancer also. Lung is the most dangerous, but you normally will have pancreatic or liver or something like that. I have a friend's mother who got diagnosed. She had not been to a doctor to get a routine checkup in a long time and fainted, and they did an x-ray and found out she had lung cancer, but she also had liver cancer.
Okay.
So. But, your lung and brain are two really bad very quick, and then what is it staged? Right. How quickly did they find it? Did they find it because something else was going wrong? They just happened to do a chest x-ray? So we'll see.
Yeah, and over the years we've joked around a lot on the airwaves, but I, in all seriousness, wish nothing but its swift treatment and nothing but health for the governor. That's terrible news to get today.
Yep, very much so. We definitely hold her up in prayer to deal with this thing. Let's do this. Let's go to Senator Kennedy. One of my more colorful favorite senators, he's going to be talking about, going to be asked about gun legislation.
The president's made clear he's interested in any meaningful and workable measures that can provide greater security to the American people, protect them against crime. I don't want to get into discussing any particular proposal at this time, but we're having robust discussions up here. We'll see what happens.
Attorney General William Barr there has been meeting with Senate Republicans this week on gun reform. So when will we ultimately see a plan or proposal from the president? And will both sides be able to come together on this very important issue? Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, perhaps you can answer that question. Will we see both sides come together and put something before the president that he's willing to sign?
Don't know yet, of course. I wouldn't bet my house on it. And if I were betting your house, Sandra, I'd probably say maybe. We've got to see what the proposals are first. The president's opinion matters. I met with Bill Barr yesterday. I think the White House sent him up here because most people in the Senate have great respect for him. They're looking at, though they haven't finally decided, they're looking at expanded background checks. Look, there are two groups of people behind these bills. There's a group of people that I think in good faith honestly believe that further curtailing our Second Amendment rights will enhance public safety. But there's another group that just hates the Second Amendment. And I want to thank Congressman Beto O'Rourke for being being honest. I mean, his honesty was refreshing.
Okay, so that's kind of one of the things that I was asking Bradley about. But he was on and did an interview on CNN, and they're going to have a cut of that. They should have, Martha McCollum got it in the wrong order. But you're going to hear Beto's remarks here.
By that, Senator, you're referencing him doubling down on his controversial stance that he's willing to confiscate guns. Here's the former congressman in his own words. Let's get you to react to this. Here's Beto O'Rourke. Sure.
Are you, in fact, in favor of gun confiscation?
Yes, when it comes to AR-15s and AK-47s, weapons designed for use on a military battlefield.
Senator Kennedy?
I want to thank the congressman for being honest, because that I don't agree with him. Beto's copy of the Bill of Rights goes from 1 to 3. Mine includes the Second Amendment. But there are a whole host of people here in Washington, D.C., not all of my Democratic friends, but many of my Democratic friends, they don't believe in the Second Amendment. They would be happy to confiscate America's guns. And if you don't believe that, then you probably also still believe in Bigfoot. I mean, it's a fact, and everybody up here knows it.
Don't you love this guy? Wait till you get to another one that he's gonna do here. But Kennedy, who is on the Judicial Committee, and smart guy. Don't take him that he's one of these really smart guys who kind of clowns around. But he's a mover up there. Now he's going to be asked the question: what would he be willing to support?
Senator, what are you willing to support?
Nothing yet. I told Bill Barr yesterday I'm willing to read the bills and study them carefully, but the burden of proof is on people who want to further curtail our Second Amendment rights. The Bill of Rights isn't an a la carte menu, Sandra. The Second Amendment is just as important as the Fourth and the First, and I've made my position very clear. I believe love is the answer, but I own a handgun just in case. I own several. I own shotguns. That's my right as an American. And we have well over 100 million law-abiding Americans that it is being proposed their rights should be curtailed. I want to see causal scientific evidence that is going to make this country safer and reduce mass shootings. I don't want speculation. I don't want dorm room ideas. I want the proponents to demonstrate that to me. Because we're talking about a constitutional right here.
So is it safe to say that you're waiting to hear from the president and what he's willing to support before you'll go public with your own support of
I want to see the president's bill, and I want to see the bills put before us. And as usual, I'll probably find what the president has to say to be persuasive. But I want to make it very, very clear: it's not dispositive for me. If the president puts a bill on the floor that I think curtails or hurts people's constitutional rights without substantially enhancing public safety, I'm not. That's a bridge too far for me. I'm gonna fight for our Constitution.
One of the things that they've got to do, they keep using this terminology of universal background check,
mm-hmm.
and what you don't get is the part of that that stops you from giving your son a gun, for example, or letting a friend borrow a gun. You could go to prison for 3 years if you let them borrow your pistol and you did not do a background check on them.
Mm.
And, you know, they may need it today. They may need it tomorrow. Maybe, and that applies to guns, too. So when the Democrats say, and 90% of the people are for a universal background check, that is a universal background check by the name, not the different pieces of this puzzle that you put in here. Let me go to a break, and I'll come back. I've got another part of Kennedy that you are really going to like right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Zach with Bracken County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Lawmakers want answers about a whistleblower complaint against President Trump from someone in the intelligence community, claiming the president made a promise to a foreign leader during a phone call. Fox's John Decker at the White House.
The Inspector General for the intelligence community determined that the complaint was credible and a matter of urgent concern. Despite a congressional subpoena to obtain the whistleblower's complaint, the acting director of national intelligence is refusing to hand it over.
The president denies any such offer was made. Some parts of Texas have seen at least 30 inches of rain from Tropical Depression Imelda. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner urging residents not to venture out because of flooding.
Wherever you are right now, stay put.
Hundreds of flights have been delayed or canceled at George Bush International because of road flooding near the airports. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some much nicer air to talk about today with high temperatures, you know, about 10 or 11 degrees cooler than yesterday. Nice breeze out of the east at 10 to 16 miles per hour and gusty. Today's high around 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, comfortable. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, look for a high around 90 both days. Tolerable humidity. Lows at night, pretty comfortable in mid-60s. Still dry, about 93 for a high Sunday. And then mid-90s return on Monday, first day of fall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Reminder this hour brought to you by Brubaker Motors in the Eastern Bypass and Preble location. Looking for a brand spanking new car or truck? Where do you go? Well, there's only one place to go, Brubaker Motors. Eastern Bypass, private location. Go see Dick Brubaker, Don Rickard. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Next piece on Senator Kennedy. Talking about the New York Times writer listening to this.
Are you suggesting there should be any further accountability based on what happened? And I know you're taking on the journalists, the reporters, or the authors of that piece, but they placed the... I want to move on to the latest with this New York Times piece that was ultimately changed, or those facts that were omitted by the editors, according to the paper, were added back in. This is from the latest round of TV interviews from the authors of that piece, saying why they ultimately did not meet with Kavanaugh himself.
Several people asked, did you speak to Justice Kavanaugh?
We were on our way to Washington to speak to him. We had finally kind of arranged for an interview. Ultimately, we could not agree on terms that we felt comfortable with. He wanted us to say we hadn't spoken to him.
I want to get your reaction to that, Senator.
I don't mean any disrespect, Sandra, but I don't think our reporters here have much credibility left. Look, I don't know what happened, but it looks to me like it was either bias or just bad journalism. Now, some of my Democratic friends, again, not all of them, they jumped on this. They want to impeach Judge Kavanaugh. They want to impeach everybody. They want to impeach President Trump. They want to impeach Justice Kavanaugh. I think next they're going to try to impeach Screech, the bald eagle mascot for the Washington Nationals. I mean, people who disagree with the result of the democratic system here are trying to smash the system. And I understand they're disappointed that President Trump is the president. It's called democracy. They'll get to vote again in a year and a half, but in the meantime, they need to fill out a hurt feelings report and let us move on here and try to run government.
Fill out a hurt feelings report and let us try to run government. Wow. I love this guy.
He's great.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard.
I tell you what, that's a Kennedy that I could support right there.
There you go. Hey, he's a great.
He's a good guy. I love to hear him talk. Dig this. Give me some perspective. Okay. Somebody has told on the president, has tattled on him, but we don't know what the president did or who the president was talking to specifically. What, Dan, what kind of sophomoric behavior is this that we're being submitted to here?
That's a great question. We hadn't gotten to that story yet, but how does this person know that the president said that?
Yeah. I mean, if they've got a security clearance, then they're you know, running down the hall to the hall monitor and you know, hey, there's some boys smoking in the boys' room. I don't know if they have boys' rooms up there anymore, but, you know, it just, Dan, I don't know, man. I'm kind of troubled by this. I mean, this is kind of a 1984 thing, you know. What did the president promise? I mean, this is so egregious, and that you got to tell on him and not say who he was talking to or what he said.
Well, or is what's happening is they're trying to do a little smoke screen. Remember, intelligence community people are in the disinformation business. They're not in the information business.
Oh, I know, and I'm very insecure about these guys trying to play politics.
Well, and what I'm worried is this a Brennan or a Clapper getting one of their buddies to say this?
Yeah, it's entirely possible. Listen, we've got a little prison where they break rocks up in Kansas, from what I understand. If they want to play that game, then they need to be willing to go all the way, huh?
Yeah, there you go. I mean,
there you go.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to leave, and it's kind of a Sweet Creek kind of day, man. It's nice out there, and I want my name in the hat. I mean, if I keep trying, you know.
You eventually may win again, right?
I may win again. Hey, look, man, a cookie the size of a pickup truck hubcap. I mean, you can't beat that.
There you go. Ace, give me month and day of birth, my friend.
11/21. I'm sorry I cut you off. You were going to say something.
No problem at all. It's what time are we going to do the drawing tomorrow?
Around 2:30.
There you go. What's in that gift basket?
There's $60 worth of anything I pick out.
There you go. You got it, my friend. East, you have a great day.
Thank you, Dan. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Al. Al, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you guys doing?
We're good. And you?
I'm doing fine. Listen, can I go back to the gun thing?
Please.
Okay. Refresh my memory. How old do you have to be to purchase let me just say, any firearm. I don't know if pistols are different than rifles.
But. Yeah, they are different than rifles. For a pistol, it depends on the state that you're in. I think it's normally 21. Rifles, you can get at 18.
Okay.
But you can. That's buying versus owning and possessing. For example, I had all sorts of rifles when I was in my young teens.
Yeah, I had BB gun, pellet gun when I was young, but I never bought anything with any kind of firearm until I was probably in my 30s. But there's a...
I need you. I'm going to check on that. And if something doesn't quite feel right about what I said, so let me check. I want to make sure I've got the records right. But keep going.
Okay. There's going to be a problem with background checks if you can buy a firearm at 18 or possess. Because we, as we know from Parkland, a lot of the brushes with the police that the Parkland shooter had were intentionally hidden from the public record.
Yeah, it's because they were youth, their records were expunged, and that's a problem I have. Is that can you put some kind of red flag on something? And
well, I would go further than that. I would say that there's no longer going to be any of that business. If the police get involved and they think it's serious enough, then it goes on their juvenile record. And as regards access to a juvenile record, for purposes of seeing if someone should be able to purchase or own a firearm, that record should automatically be opened up. Not to the public, but to the law enforcement agency.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have to jump a hurdle to get the youthful offender record of somebody. And
but if that indicates, I mean, my guess is that law enforcement has been called into the lives of many people who are still in high school. That if it happened at age 19. You would see that, and it may preclude them from owning a firearm. And I don't want somebody to be able to buy one when they're 18, and then that being hidden. I don't think employers or anybody else, prospective employers or colleges or whatever, should be able to go there.
Okay, let's have a conversation about this. Okay. First of all, yeah. I was correct on 18. For purchase of shotguns and rifles, 21 for firearms in Alabama. Okay, here's what. This is why I use the terminology a flag a someone. Is there's a difference between opening, if you're going to go in and somebody's 19, it needs to be flagged so you see that there was something you need to look at back when they were 18. Because that's basically the only way you'll be able to do it. Because you're going to have to put that information into something, and that should not be in a NIC system, in my personal view, because anybody could access that.
The what system?
The NIC system is what you use to do a background check on somebody.
Okay, yeah. The system's going to have to be changed then, so only law enforcement. So in other words, you say there's something there, or law enforcement might be a signal may be sent to the FBI. Here's somebody, we can't get to his record. FBI, you need to call this, put a 3-day hold on it and have the FBI call that gun shop and say, nah, you don't need to be selling them something.
Well, but what are you going to find out? But when you put the red flag on it, how do you determine, who determines what the red flag is, and how do you determine how severe it is?
Well, they may have been involved in another firearms offense.
Okay, so is that the only thing that you're going to stop them from?
Well, it would be the same kind of things that would stop you from being able to own a firearm when you're 21. I'm not talking about, speeding tickets or things like that.
But let's say they got a domestic disturbance case where a 16-year-old is arguing with their parents and they get into a scuffle and police show up on a domestic call. Would that prevent them from getting a firearm?
Well, I see where you're going, because if you're older than that and you had a domestic disturbance with your spouse, that would keep you from getting a pistol anyway.
And not necessarily.
It would have to reach a certain degree of violence, right?
Yeah.
You have to be found guilty.
Yeah, I understand that there are precautions that that have to be followed, you know, to
let me tell you what my concern is, Al. I do not want anyone's rights to be taken away without due process.
I get
very concerned. Let's say me as a Second Amendment person, and I live in a state like California, and then all of a sudden something happened to me where I had a brush with the police, and so the police decided they're going to put my name and flag it as a youthful offender, and you don't know what I did. Maybe what I did is I had an argument with my parents. And so somebody takes it that they're going to flag it in California, but they wouldn't flag it in Alabama. And so you have to have some kind of system that is universal.
I'm not arguing with you. I agree with you. You have to have somewhere where somebody can say, now, just exactly what happened, and they go back and look at it. But I just, I don't want to be hearing one more time that we have to take, you know, we have to curtail the Second Amendment rights due to an incident that someone created, you know, or something that just happened involving a 17-year-old, where we should have, there was something in their history that they shouldn't have been allowed to own a firearm.
And I'm with you with that. My point is, who decides? Because, see, one problem we have with the NICS system is that local law enforcement has to input that data into the system. And then when your name comes up and it says, Al, it's got any incidents that you've had with the police in there that would prevent you from having a firearm. A real problem we have is you have a lot of folks who don't put the information into the system in the first place.
That's true. And I agree, the information needs to go in, but I don't think we need to have administrative impediments to keep actually needed information, you know, viable information from going in there just because of someone's age.
Yeah, no, and I said that when the Parkland School thing happened. My problem is, how do you fix it without someone losing due process?
Yeah, I agree with you, but I would hope then if they're going to have any enhanced background check kind of procedure coming down the pike, that they fix it.
We're in total agreement. I'm very cautious of government being able to actually fix something.
I always, when I talk with you, a lot of times I hope it becomes a conversation, because you and I most often arrive at the same viewpoint.
There you go.
Al, when we share.
Thanks, Al, for the conversation. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye. Going to be back after this brief break. Final segment of the Dan Moore Show.
Dan Morris Show. She'll let you walk the street beside her. But when she wants, she'll pass you by. Everybody says she's looking good, and the lady knows it's understood. Strut her.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey and I were having a gun discussion. Yeah. He was telling me about going to his brother's wedding.
Or no, last year it was the bachelor party. My friend Sean. And one morning, we had the weekend scheduled. We went sporting clay shooting. Where you walked each station. And of course, everybody's looking at me. And I admit it. I'm like, I hadn't done this since I was a kid or a teenager. And it only took me about three, four shots to warm up. And I was up there. I hadn't lost it.
You're doing it, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that stuff.
I tell you, I love shooting. Shooting is so relaxing to me. And when we had Seven Bridges here, that was a great place to go. And it's a walk-around skeet trail that you go through. And then there's another one that's still here, and it's out on Lower Wetumpka Road that is I went out to, and it's pretty cool. Bumped into some old friends of mine that were there, and that's all they were doing, just going around and skeet shooting. But shooting is just so relaxing to me.
It is.
It yeah, I tell people about the gun club that I was a part of, and it was a range that was indoors, and you would go in, and you have your cooler and everything, and it's in a special locker room area. Once you finish shooting, you take your cooler that has your steak in it, your beer in it, then they have a deck outside with grills and fireplaces, and you just sit there and talk and drink beer and eat steak, or cook your steak, or whatever you're cooking. You can't go back into the building.
Right.
Once you do that, you're out, and you can't come back in. But it was great. And then going out with Secret Service agents and shooting, because these guys know, they know a whole different level that we just don't even think about out here.
Yeah, there's some people that are, anybody, they're virtuosos and all sorts of things. There are people like that with firearms.
Well, the group called Hercules, which is the counter-sniper group.
Yeah, all.
I watched those guys train at Quantico. That were unbelievable. Unbelievable. They could hit
crazy.
A target the size of your fist, which also happens to be the size of a man's heart, at 1 mile.
Yeah, that stuff, it becomes a science and an art. Like, some of those guys are just remarkable in their abilities.
Judge Napolitano is going to be talking about the IG report coming up. Let's listen in.
Taking now your report. And we've put it side by side, congressional testimony that James Comey made. I'm finding just a number of irregularities.
It's certainly appropriate for us to get a referral about a then employee of the department.
Interesting. Inspector General of the Department of Justice, Michael Horowitz, testified yesterday on Capitol Hill, admitting the investigation into former FBI Director James Comey could be a long way from over.
Here to discuss is Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, they say there are inconsistencies with what Comey said behind closed doors and what's in the report.
So how frustrated are we that we don't know what Congressman Meadows knows, what Jim Comey said under oath behind closed doors? So the allegation is he said some things under oath in secret, and then he said some things under oath in private, and they're inconsistent. They couldn't both be true, and they both were under oath, so he must have lied somewhere. That's Congressman Meadows' allegation. What he's done with it is the proper thing to do. Said to the Inspector General, can you resolve this? Can you decide where the truth is? And if you think one of these is a lie, would you refer it to the U.S. Attorney in Connecticut? Why Connecticut? Because he's the person that's been assigned by the Justice Department to investigate and seek indictments.
Sure.
The Inspector General, Mike Horowitz, does not seek indictments. He does not prosecute. He investigates present and former employees of the DOJ, which includes the FBI, which of course includes Jim Comey, for a violation of Internal Justice Department regulations. If he comes across a violation of law and he thinks it's credible, he sends it to the folks in Connecticut.
Okay, so we'll get back with what Meadows said in an interview today. I don't have enough time to play it. Let's play the second piece of Jason Napolitano talking about the delay in the IG report and why.
One of the reasons we believe, I heard Catherine Herridge talk about this the other day, we think that the reason it has taken so long to get the Inspector General's report is because there were inconsistencies in what other people had said, and so they were allowing those people to deconflict what they had said first time with what they said to myself.
You're exactly right. So because this is not a criminal prosecution, it would not be uncommon for the Inspector General to sit down with Jim Comey and say, hey, Jim, you said this on Monday, you said this on Tuesday. How could both be true? Give us an explanation.
Right.
The other issue for the delay is a lot of these documents are classified. And so before the Inspector General can put these documents, even transcripts of interrogations that were done in secret, into his report, he's got to get the classification removed. That process takes weeks and weeks for the FBI to decide what are we going to allow to go public and what do we still want to keep secret.
It seems like as a nation, we're all still at the kids' table. They're all taught. Everyone knows the secrets. They're just not telling us.
Brian,
so when are we going to have a chance to find everything out?
You know, I spend 18 hours a day monitoring this stuff. It's very frustrating for me to know that so much of the government is going on in secret. The president doesn't even know what a lot of this stuff is. Why wasn't that testimony in the public? Why can't the American voter, the American public, for whom these people work, watch them at work and decide who's telling the truth or not?
Just thought I'd give you that as kind of an update, and I'm with him in the frustration, why do we not know? I do want to run this whistleblower piece if I have time. How much time is on the thing? Is that going to work?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, we'll save that for tomorrow. There'll be some more news on that. It's the story was kind of an interesting one of how hush-hush and late 11th hour midnight run this thing happened. Have my suspects in this thing. I think Brennan and Clapper at work again
trying to
float something out there.
Yeah, and I don't like this because it could be legitimate, but I highly doubt it. And any second guessing of the president in a conversation with a foreign leader just seems ridiculous to me because of how many people are on that call.
Well, and it seems to be a plant to me. In other words, it's a kind of a planted story. So, you know, how did this person who's a whistleblower say, how did he know or she know? And then gave it to the IG. Where's the IG in the world of Clapper and Brennan? Are they still lieutenants that are out there? Did somebody give a compelling enough case to the IG that they believe the IG? But you got to remember, you're dealing with somebody in intelligence, and their job is disinformation.
Yes.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right for the TGIF edition of the Dan Moore Show. Greg Budell is...